Narrative Frameworks 48 Usurped. You don't identify with any particular school or group. You don't need to. You don't give your search over to anyone else. You don't give your search for meaning over to anyone else. Not if you are truly dedicated on your own search for meaning. Not if you are truly dedicated to fulfilling what your individual thread of life is here to fulfill. You don't surrender your aspect to someone else's, to someone spoon-feeding answers and amassing numbers to their movement. You don't lose your way to another. Not if you are serious. Not if you are earnest. Not if you are content with nothing less than the fullness of your own life. There are as many ways as people. And yes, align to what is true to you. But in terms of aligning to what is true to you, in other groups, outside of you, make sure that that alignment to external causes is secondary to the alignment within yourself. Follow yourself and see what resonates. How far can you go with this, along your own line of inquiry? All the way to liberation? Honour and respect your own way, and all the diverse ways of the One. You respecting your way is love respecting its way. You respecting your way is love respecting its chosen choices in you. And you respecting other people's ways is you seeing the bigger picture of the wholeness of love, the oneness of love, the wholeness of life, the oneness of life, playing itself out through all the separate ways and forms of itself, of you, where you is that essence which is beyond the manifest shape of you, the individual compartmentalization of you. The oneness of love is playing itself out through all the apparently separate ways and forms of the oneness of love. And our true nature is the oneness of love. But that doesn't mean we all end up the same. For the oneness of love expresses itself through each person differently. And this expression is what cannot be usurped. If the totality of love is to come back to itself, each individual expression of love must fulfill its own journey of forgetting who and what it is, feeling the associated meaninglessness of that loss, and then making effort to find out the nature of self once more, the nature of being once more, the nature of life once more, and not losing that thread, not surrendering that thread to someone who tells you they know the answers. Yes, we learn from many different traditions, people, sources, books, articles, videos, recordings. Yes, we learn. But this is not surrendering ourself to teachings that we hear. This is listening with an open heart, an open mind, to see if the information you are exposed to resonates on a deep level of truth with you. And if it does, you integrate it into your own pathway. If it doesn't, you let it go. But always you stay with yourself. This is how it has to be, because there is nothing else. There is nothing else but yourself on an ultimate level. And on a relative level, you can't escape yourself. You can go all around the world and you're still with yourself. You're still with your habits, your patterns, your thoughts. Yeah, you can go to a different country, you can exist in a different place, but habits and thoughts and patternings have a tendency not to shift unless we shift. And we shift not only through time and space, but we shift within our self-understanding. We shift externally, we shift internally. We change externally, we change internally. But we can't just focus on externals to sort everything out and surrender ourselves to letting externals do the work. Because the work is inner work, because the inner life within each of us that is learning is the totality of life that is learning. And for the totality of life to come back to itself, we have to follow our own journey. It's like the different rays of the sun go out and come back in. It's like the different pathways from a center point go out and come back in. And this going out and coming back in does not happen through surrendering to an apparently greater cause, no matter how great that cause sounds. That going out and coming in happens through dedication to your own journey, to one's own journey, to your own journey, to the journey of one. But that journey of one is not a figment of the imagination, a projection of the mind. That journey of one is your individual journey. Is all of our individual journeys. It's not like it's just one individual's and no one else counts. We are all different aspects of the same one. And it is up to each one of us to follow with integrity our true way so that life can know itself most fully. Life implants within us a certain impulse towards growth, towards knowing, certain leanings towards particular activities that we must explore in order to feel fulfilled and to give life its journey of fulfillment.